jetzt nicht nur Fachwerk, sondern alles, was in unserer Welt hat.
Begins the next conference. Here, point Alaska prevents and controls and inverse problems for the situation on ground.
Thank you. So, would like organizers for inviting me, and I would like to talk about controlling inverse problems on graphs. So I will not repeat definitions. So we consider a graph which is tree, graph without cycles. I will say something about more general situation, but first I will start with a tree, and we consider the wave equation defined on edges with standard conditions on inner vertices plus continuity conditions on inner vertices, and with non-homogeneous Dirichlet boundary conditions on outer boundary vertices. And we will consider two cases, when this control applied at all boundary vertices, or it may be applied at all but one. And we introduce so-called optical diameter of the graph, so it is a maximum of distances in this optical matrix between boundary vertices. And for the case when control applied at all by one boundary vertices, we measure maximum of this optical distance between these uncontrollable vertices and all other boundary vertices.
Is your gamma a tree or?
Yes.
Okay.
See?
It's a tree.
Yes. This is for tree, yes. Okay. And because the path is unique, yes. And we are able to prove two controllability results about exact controllability. So if all boundary vertices are controllable, we can prove that for any prescribed two functions y and z, we can find a control such that we can drive our system from zero, from rest to the given terminal state. And this is true for any t greater and equal than optical diameter of the graph. And if control one of the boundary vertices is fixed, then we can also prove exact controllability result, but for larger t. It is clear. If we have one interval, then such a simple string is control. If control applied of two edges, then the system is controllable for the time which equal to optical lengths of string. When one boundary edge is fixed, then we need twice more time to achieve this result. So such kind of problems was a subject of interest for a long time. And for instance, there is a monograph of Lagnez, Legerink, and Schmidt. When you find a lot of results for much more complicated system, connected networks, people didn't call this system quantum graphs at that time. They called it networks, elastic networks of strings, beams, and so on. And this book contains a lot of results about elastic networks, about modeling, controllability, stabilizability of such system. But our result provide sharp time estimate of time controllability, which is important for solving of inverse problems. And if control is not applied to two or more boundary vertices, so if two or more boundary vertices are fixed and we're trying to do something manipulating less number of boundary vertices, then generally system is not exactly controllable, but it may be spectrally controllable. Spectral controllability means that the reachability state space of the system contains all finite linear combination of all eigenfunctions of the system. So eigenfunctions is a solutions to this spectral problem. So we have a discrete spectrum, countable number of eigenfunctions, and physically reasonable statement is to study spectral controllability, which is more weak property than exact controllability, much more weak property. But nevertheless, it is physically reasonable it is sufficient, for instance, for solving some kinds of inverse problems. So about spectral controllability, there are a lot of different kinds of results. So really, we can have a tree, and we can achieve spectral controllability manipulating only one boundary vertices. So we have such kind of results, but it is very conditional results. So to achieve spectral controllability of a tree manipulating of one boundary vertices, we should guarantee then all spectra of all subgraphs of this tree, of all subtrees with the same root, all spectra are disjoint. So certainly you understand that it's very unstable. Physically, it's very unstable situation. It will be destroyed by very small perturbation of parameter of the system. But nevertheless, that's nothing can be done. It's such kind of results. There are another kind of results, for instance, concerning so-called simultaneous control problems. The notion was proposed by Lyons. In terms of quantum graphs, it means that we consider finite star graph, and we would like to study controllability using control applied only on these vertices. And this can be done, and not only spectral controllability. We can prove some kind of exact controllability, but certainly not in L2, but in more smooth Sobolev spaces. Roughly speaking, that we can prove such kind of results for possibility. Let's consider homogeneous strings and control with finite lengths, and control applied at these points, then we can prove that for almost all lengths of strings, our reachable space is, roughly speaking, is Sobolev space of the graph when capital N is equal to number of strings plus epsilon, something like this. So we can we can prove some kinds of exact controllability, but again, we should understand that this all these kinds of results are very unstable with respect to perturbation of parameter of systems. The same, unfortunately, is true for the system with cycles. And this is a one more explanation of why inverse problems for graphs with cycles are so difficult. Because generally, the system with cycles are not controlled. Not only generally, we can prove exactly that if system has at least one cycle, then it is not exactly controllable. Certainly, it may be spectrally controllable. Again, it depends on rationality or irrationality of lengths of strings, or in other terms of properties of spectra of subsystems, and again, it's very unstable results. So it's about controllability. Now about inverse problems. We can see the several types of inverse problems, and I will start. So the several kinds of inverse data. So the least informative is so-called dynamic Dirichlet or Neumann map or response operator. So it means that our control acts as a non-homogeneous boundary condition in our system, and the response operator is a trace of the derivative of the corresponding solution at the boundary. So it's dynamical Dirichlet or Neumann map. So exactly Fourier transform of this will be spectral Dirichlet or Neumann map of Weyl matrix function. So due to linearity and autonomy of our system, it certainly has a form of convolution operator, so it is completely determined by this matrix valued kernel. So we can also consider the reduced response operator. If our Dirichlet or Neumann map is absorbed not at all vertices, but at all but one boundary vertices, we obtain, instead of n plus 1 by n plus 1, n by n matrix function. So it is a kernel of this operator. It is a submatrix of this kernel. And the inverse problems is to recover unknown density, by this response operator or by its kernel. It can be done. And last week I talked about how to recover unknown potentials, our joint work with Pavel. And in the same way, we can recover unknown densities. And so if we use this matrix kernel, we can recover what's important, not only unknown density, but all topology of connectivity of this matrix. Topology of graphs, lengths of edges together with unknown coefficients. And really together with unknown boundary conditions at vertices. But at the moment, we suppose that we have standard boundary conditions at internal vertices. So if we have this whole matrix, we can completely recover all the graph with all unknown coefficients. If topology is known, then the lengths and the edges, the lengths of the edges and their densities can be determined only using the diagonal part of this response operator, of this matrix function. So exactly how many functions unknown, and how many functions are known, and the number of unknown equal to the number of unknown functions. And the similar statements are valid for reduced kernels. So if you have a reduced response operator, which, again, the Dirichlet or Neumann map, not on the whole boundary, but excluding one vertices, we can prove the same results, but time is greater. Time is exactly equal to the time of exact controllabilities. So the several close results to this. So two papers of Brown and Weikert, Belyashev, and improved version Yurko, and tomorrow Professor Freyling will talk about new results there. And our results about recovery potentials are now you can be found as a preprint of this institute. And so comparing with results of Brown and Weikert and Yurko, roughly speaking, they recover only unknown coefficients, but topology is supposed to be known, and the length supposed to be known. Belyashev and Belyashev and Vukulenko, they recover the whole graph, but they use the translated to this data, they use the whole matrix to recover the graph and coefficients, then do not prove these results that it can be coefficients may be described by small information and what is interesting to know that Belyashev certainly is one of co-authors of boundary control methods. They use also boundary control approaches as we do, but his proof are much more complicated. But our proof is sufficiently.
When you say graph in this theorem, do you mean tree?
Yes. All these results about trees. So sorry. Yes. Thank you. All these results about trees because you understand that we can at the moment we can say almost nothing in general situation about Schrödinger operator or graphs. And several words about our approach. So our approach is based on so-called boundary control methods, which was proposed in St. Petersburg mathematical schools in the end of 80s. And it proves to be very useful and very applicable to different kinds of inverse problems of mathematical physics. Originally, it was proposed for solving multidimensional wave equation to recover unknown density, but it turned out that it works for Schrödinger, Maxwell, and a lot of different equations. And it is a natural generalization of the classical Gelfand-Levitan-Crane-Marchenko approach, one-dimensional approach. And we accept this dynamical Dirichlet-Neumann map. We can use different kinds of inverse data. So we can use so-called spectral data, traces of eigenfunctions and eigenvalues. And it is clear that if we know spectral data using standard Fourier method, we can recover dynamical response data. But the converse statement is also true. Using the dynamical response data, we can recover spectral data, but it's far from trivial result. It is one of achievements of boundary control methods. That really, these data are equivalent to knowing of dynamical response operator for T sufficiently large, so when we have controllability. So taking a Fourier Laplace transform from response operator, we obtained Titchmarsh-Weil matrix functions. But again, this is more informative. If you know this Weil matrix function, we can use a Laplace Fourier transform recover our dynamical data for all t, but not automatically vice versa, but using solution of response of inverse problems. It's clear that if we have sufficiently large time of controllability, we can solve solve response inverse problems to recover all coefficients and then calculate matrix function. Okay, we can use scattering matrix, and what is interesting, we can use instead of wave dynamic, we can use another type of dynamic. We can use heat dynamic or Schrödinger dynamic, and it's interesting that this equation possesses infinite speed of propagation of solutions. So controllability, if we prove controllability, then we prove controllability for arbitrary positive time. And there are methods, so it is better to work with wave equation, to use in some propagation of singularities and so on. But there is a standard technique how to prove controllability of heat, a Schrödinger equation, if we already proved controllability of for the wave equation. But what is more interesting, that using this response data, we can recover spectral data. And again, this is a result of the boundary control method. And if we know spectral data, we can use any dynamic. Okay. And several words about the idea. I can just illustrate the main ideas of this method on the example of inverse problems for a finite interval. So if we have a finite interval with boundary control, this is a length of interval, and so this is a point x of t, is a point of the front of the wave. So speed of propagation 1 over square root, and this is a space of control. This is our inner space of solution of our system. And this is a space of local solutions. And so this is the method is based on connections between controllability and inverse problems. So this is idea of Rudolf Kalman, who claimed that if system is controllable or observable, it is identifiable. And he did something for finite dimensional linear system in this direction, and this is attempt to realize his ideas for partial differential equations. So in this one-dimensional situation, controllability is a very simple result. So result, we can prove that for this control operator, is boundary invertible. So any function is achievable. Okay, and it is a response operator, dynamical Dirichlet-Neumann map. And the main role in this approach is played by so-called connection operator. Connection operator is this. So it is observation operator, is control operator. It is interesting to know that adjoint to this operator is exactly famous operator lambda, which plays a crucial role in Hilbert uniqueness method of Lyons. So it is really the same operator, just adjoint to this operator. But what is the most remarkable fact that this operator can be explicitly expressed through our inverse data, through a response operator. So if we know RT, we know this operator. So. And it's called connecting because it connects matrix of outer space, or space of control, with matrix of inner space of solution, or waves. Okay. And now I demonstrate the classical Gelfand-Levitan result from point of view of control theory. So original derivation of the equation takes about 20 pages. But here it's only 5 lines. And what is important, it works exactly the same way in multidimensional situation for graphs, for Schrödinger equation, for heat equations, for So in this situation, let us consider two functions, one and x. So they harmonic functions. And let us find control such that solution exactly coincide with harmonic function. So totally wave is achieved. So we have finite speed of propagation. And it is easy to prove. We can exactly obtain easily exact equations for corresponding controls. So they look like this. Especially this is simple. So because we have controllability, this operator is positive and boundary invertible, we can prove that these controls have solutions. And the derivation of this equation is here. It's five lines. And again, it works in multi-dimensional situation exactly the same way. So we just consider the definition of this using our solution, using the definition of this operator, substitute, integrate by parts, that's all. And if we know solutions, these two functions, F0 and F1, we can immediately recover unknown density. So if we know F0, we multiply this inner product denoted by mu, and by definition, it gives this integral. So we know this integral as a function of t. We do not know x of t, don't know rho, but we know this function of t. Then using these two solutions, we evaluate this inner product, we obtain this integral. Okay? And then we know that this relation holds, so we can find this. If we know x of t, we know rho. So that's all. Solution of classical inverse problem. So several remarks. So what is important? It's local characters. So we determine using this operator, we can find density on this interval. The greater t, the greater interval when we know our solution. Okay, and some references. So it's about controllability. This is a book of elastic multi-linked structure. So this is a very good source of result of controllability. This is some references about several references about this spectral controllability. And this is about inverse problems on graphs. Yes, and our preprint now can be found, and several more papers are just in progress. Thank you very much for your attention.
Any questions?
Could you say a few words why cycles are kind of obstructions to exact controllability? What is IDA? It's linked with a solution
yes.
With compact support?
Yeah, exactly.
So if there is no solution with compact support,
yes.
You can
there are solutions which are not absorbable on the boundary.
Not always.
Not always. No,
in the generic case,
you
can have controllability, exact
controllability. But in generic case, that badly absorbable. So, and therefore, we do not have exact controllability. For any cycle, you can put any finite number of controls. You do not have exact controllability. Only you may, if you are lucky, you may have only spectral controllability.
But spectral controllability means that you have a subspace that you can reach, which is a dense.
Dense, yes, yes.
Okay. You can characterize this space, or in general, no. No.
Fortunately, boundary control methods, theoretically, is based only on approximate controllability. So in multidimensional situations, we do not have exact controllability on a sharp time. We have only approximate controllability, but we have very, very bad in the exact controllability. But nevertheless, it is sufficient to prove uniqueness theorem in inverse problems.
The approximation become better if you have a longer time interval?
If you have a large enough time interval, you may have and typically have exact controllability. But the point is that boundary control approach based on controllability at sharp time. So it means that if we have multi-dimensional situation and boundary control, that at time t, this is layer is filled by waves. And the result that the reachable set should be dense in L2 of this omega t. And this is only dense, but never coincide exactly with this. But this is the fact which we need for application of boundary control method.
More questions? Thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's talk in 10 minutes. 10 minutes to...